German Chancellor pledges more Ukraine aid during first Kyiv trip in over 2 years. By Breitbart London on December 2, 2024. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz visited Ukraine for the first time in more than 2 years Monday and vowed to keep supporting Kyiv in the war. Just weeks after he was rebuked by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for having a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The conflict is approaching a pivotal new phase. With the new U.S. administration of Donald Trump taking office next month and potentially determining the trajectory of the war after the president-elect's pledge to end the fighting. Ukraine is sensitive to whether cracks might be appearing in the unity of its Western allies to keep helping it against Russia, as Putin banks on outlasting the West's commitment to Ukraine. With the war soon to enter its fourth year, Zelensky said he disagreed with Scholz's call with Putin. Zelensky said it could prompt phone calls with other leaders, possibly reducing Putin's international isolation and legitimizing his full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Scholz, meanwhile, defended the call, explaining he wanted to remind Putin that Ukraine is a sovereign and independent state that should be able to decide its own future. He also stressed that he conveyed to Putin that Ukraine is not alone and that its partners will continue their support. Germany is Ukraine's second-largest backer after the United States, and a vociferous supporter, but Scholz has refused to budge on two of Zelensky's key requests: supplying German and Swedish-made Taurus long-range missiles to Ukraine and inviting it to join NATO quickly. Scholz, who faces an early election in February, has cast his refusal to send Taurus missiles as part of a prudent approach to the conflict that assures Ukraine of strong support without taking the risk of the war escalating into a conflict between NATO and Russia. "This doesn't lessen our support, which is very wide-ranging, and it is important for me to say, will remain wide-ranging," Scholz said in Kyiv. In a major shift, Zelensky signaled Friday that an offer of NATO membership to territory under Kyiv's control could end the hot stage of the war in Ukraine. Some Western nations granted permission in November for Kyiv to carry out long-range strikes with the weapons they have supplied. Following the decision, Putin said Russia launched a strike on Ukraine with what he called an unstoppable intermediate-range ballistic missile dubbed the Oreshnik. It marked the first time that such a missile was used in the war or in any other conflict. Scholz has been cautious about talk of fast-tracking NATO membership for Ukraine. He has emphasized the importance of finding a path to peace, which he insists must not be chosen over Ukraine's head. Germany, a leader in providing Ukraine with air defense systems, has already supplied 5 Iris-T systems, 3 Patriot systems, and over 50 Gepard self-propelled anti-aircraft guns, Scholz said. Another batch of military aid being delivered this month will include another Iris-T system and more Gepards, he added. More material is to follow in 2025. Russia has kept up a barrage of civilian areas of Ukraine in its power grid. In recent months, Russia launched 347 missiles of various types against Ukraine, Zelensky said. He pleaded for more Western air defense systems, adding that around 20 critical objects are not protected. He didn't elaborate on the type of the facilities.